the step aside. So wow. they can keep writing papers and having hearings and, you know, having TV performances at these hearings. Those type of politics we witness firsthand, and the American people are sick of it. So if it's a, I think it's a restoration of the Republican Party, and that would include a purge.
Wow.
Of many
wow.
who are blocking actually true progress for Americans and not foreign nationals or for China, who's actually putting America first. That was one of Trump's greatest accomplishments, was putting Americans first.
You know, one of the things that, and I'm not sure, did you see the speech today? Have you seen yet the farewell speech?
I haven't watched it in total, but I've heard most of it. Yeah. I like to listen and then watch. Usually
it was absolutely incredible, and mm-hmm. And he listed all of the victories, and it's just one after another after another after another, and unfortunately at 12 noon tomorrow Eastern time, 9 o'clock our time, he's going to be gone, and there's going to be a huge vacuum that will be created by the loss of Donald J. Trump. Megan, if people want to reach out to you, if they want to find it. Do you have a voice at all? Do you have any way of getting your word out?
Yeah, I mean, my website's still alive. You can still sign up for my newsletter. I'll just have to find a new platform. I'm on, you know, a variety of radio shows across the country, so I will still be speaking out and even louder. In the face of censorship, it only makes me want to speak louder. I certainly am not going to take my toys and go home, Kevin.
I know you better than that. I know you better than that. Hey, Megan, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week under a Democrat president. But we will talk again next week, I promise.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us on the night before the inauguration of Joe Biden as president, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, things have really picked up on the freeways over the past half hour or so, a little bit after 5:31 right now, and we're getting some congestion through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and that's causing some slowing on that transition as you leave Interstate 15 north to make your way to 515 east under the bridge there. Also, some slow flows, 515 west at Eastern. You try to make your way into the bowl there. 15 south at Flamingo. Heavy flows through there. 15 north at Desert Inn. Ditto on that. And you'll touch the brakes there on US 95 as well, both directions. 95 eastbound, that's at Rancho. And some slowing there, 95 westbound, that's at Valley
View. UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball yesterday, good win over New Mexico, 53-46. Bryce Hamilton leading all scorers with 14 points. Nick Blake, the only other UNLV player to score in double figures, he had 10. Up next for UNLV, they continue their six-game homestand. They've got a matchup against Benedictine Mesa coming up on Thursday evening. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they defeat the Coyotes yesterday by a 4-2 score as the game winner goes to Chandler Stevenson, who had a shot go off of his back and then into the goal. Golden Knights and the Coyotes, they are going to play the second game, what is four straight games between the two teams, coming up tomorrow at T-Mobile Arena. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13-valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. We'll take it right up to 6 o'clock. Don't forget the inaugural, and we'll cover it for you right here. In fact, we'll have it. We'll have the speech on AM 670 KMZQ beginning right around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, just as Heidi Harris comes on the air. And then you'll get your chance to react to what you hear and see. All that tomorrow morning right here on, the only station big enough to bring it all to you, AM 670 KMZQ. I want you to hear the president. Again, this was the president earlier this afternoon. And this is cut 7, the final part of the Trump farewell speech. It is very, very powerful stuff. Here it is.
As president, my top priority, my constant concern, has always been the best interests of American workers and American families. I did not seek the easiest course. By far, it was actually the most difficult. I did not seek the path that would get the least criticism. I took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Your needs were my first and last unyielding focus. This, I hope, will be our greatest legacy. Together, we put the American people back in charge of our country. We restored self-government. We restored the idea that in America, no one is forgotten because everyone matters and everyone has a voice. We fought for the principle that every citizen is entitled to equal dignity, equal treatment, and equal rights, because we are all made equal by God. Everyone is entitled to be treated with respect, to have their voice heard, and to have their government listen. You are loyal to your country, and my administration was always loyal to you. We worked to build a country in which every citizen could find a great job and support their wonderful families. We fought for the communities where every American could be safe and schools where every child could learn. We promoted a culture where our laws would be upheld, our heroes honored, our history preserved, and law-abiding citizens are never taken for granted. Americans should take tremendous satisfaction in all that we have achieved together. It's incredible. Now, as I leave the White House, I have been reflecting on the dangers that threaten the priceless inheritance we all share. As the world's most powerful nation, America faces constant threats and challenges from abroad. But the greatest danger we face is a loss of confidence in ourselves, a loss of confidence in our national greatness. A nation is only as strong as its spirit. We are only as dynamic as our pride. We are only as vibrant as the faith that beats in the hearts of our people. No nation can long thrive that loses faith in its own values, history, and heroes. For these are the very sources of our unity and our vitality. What has always allowed America to prevail and triumph over the great challenges of the past has been an unyielding and unashamed conviction in the nobility of our country and its unique purpose in history. We must never lose this conviction. We must never forsake our belief in America. The key to national greatness lies in sustaining and instilling our shared national identity. That means focusing on what we have in common, the heritage that we all share. At the center of this heritage is also a robust belief in free expression, free speech, and open debate. Only if we forget who we are and how we got here could we ever allow political censorship and blacklisting to take place in America. It's not even thinkable. Shutting down free and open debate violates our core values and most enduring traditions. In America, we don't insist on absolute conformity or enforce rigid orthodoxies and punitive speech codes. We just don't do that. America is not a timid nation of tame souls who need to be sheltered and protected from those with whom we disagree. That's not who we are. It will never be who we are. For nearly 250 years, in the face of every challenge, Americans have always summoned our unmatched courage, confidence, and fierce independence. These are the miraculous traits that once led millions of everyday citizens to set out across a wild continent and carve out a new life in the Great West. It was the same profound love of our God-given freedom that willed our soldiers into battle and our astronauts into space. As I think back on the past 4 years, one image rises in my mind above all others. Whenever I traveled all along the motorcade route, there were thousands and thousands of people. They came out with their families so that they could stand as we passed and proudly wave our great American flag. It never failed to deeply move me. I knew that they did not just come out to show their support of me. They came out to show me their support and love for our country. This is a republic of proud citizens who are united by our common conviction that America is the greatest nation in all of history. We are and must always be a land of hope, of light, and of glory to all the world. This is the precious inheritance that we must safeguard at every single turn. For the past 4 years, I have worked to do just that. From a great hall of Muslim leaders in Riyadh to a great square of Polish people in Warsaw, from the floor of the Korean Assembly to the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, and from the Forbidden City in Beijing to the shadow of Mount Rushmore, I fought for you, I fought for your family, I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for, and that is safe, strong, proud, and free. Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration at noon on Wednesday, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish. Our people will be prosperous. Our traditions will be cherished. Our faith will be strong. And our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was the president earlier this afternoon, a video released by the White House. It's absolutely incredible. the president going out on a high note. Really, really good stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dock fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a health care plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Make that call right now, would you please, to 702-396-9449. Ask for Pat Casale. Good guy. The number again, 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group right now. I want you to hear the guy that this time tomorrow will be President of the United States. I know whether you love him or hate him, he's going to be our president for the next 4 years. And he began his trip to D.C. From a place where he essentially ran his campaign from Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. And he said that it was fitting that the initial trip to the White House would begin in Delaware. Here he is.
And so it's deeply personal that our next journey to Washington starts here, a place that defines the very best of who we are as Americans. I know these are dark times, but there's always light. That's what makes this state so special. That's what it taught me. It taught me the most. There's always light. When I came home after graduating from Delaware and then going on to law school at Syracuse, I came home after law school to Wilmington, to our county. It had gone dark. Dr. King was assassinated. Wilmington had been in flames. The National Guard patrolled the streets. And that turmoil inspired me to become a public defender, a step I never anticipated would lead me toward this improbable journey. Where 12 years ago, I was waiting at the train station in Wilmington for a black man to pick me up on our way to Washington, where we were sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States of America. And here we are today, my family and I, about to return to Washington to meet a black woman of South Asian descent to be sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States. As I told Bo on that station waiting for Barack and Hunter and Ashley, I said, don't tell me things can't change. They can, and they do. That's America. That's Delaware, a place of hope and light and limitless possibilities. And I'm honored. I'm truly honored to be your next president and commander-in-chief. And I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware.
There you have it. The president-elect, who tomorrow becomes the president of the United States. I cannot tell you the emptiness that I feel at this hour. But I'm going to tell you something, and I've talked to a couple of people around the state of Nevada, that I'm firmly in the belief that we've got to begin with a vetting of candidates, a vetting of ideas. The time to do it is now. Not after we nominate somebody for governor or for attorney general or any of the offices that are going to be open soon. We need to do those, that vetting, and we need to do it up front, not after the fact. I mean, we've put out some horrible, horrible candidates over the course of the last 5-6 years that had no chance whatsoever of winning races. We've got to do a better job of vetting. We got to jump on issues that matter, like our election system. We've got to find a way to nullify. I guess nullify would be the right word. AB4 and ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballot. It's those two things need to go away and need to go away now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Well, Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow we're going to have highlights from the Biden inaugural speech. Then State Party Chair Michael McDonald will tell us how he feels about, quote, President Biden. Man, that's gonna be a hard habit to break after 4 years of Trump. It's all going to be a part of our Wednesday show, and I hope you'll join us promptly at 3 o'clock. We'll be on at 3 o'clock, and Michael McDonald will join us just after 5. But we'll have plenty of highlights from the Biden inaugural speech. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of a mixed bag today. I'm a little down, but I'm also looking to the future. And we need to be able to survive the next 2 years. We need to win back the House of Representatives. We need to win the Senate. And we need to keep the Biden administration from destroying America and making it into something that we won't recognize. That's what we're faced with. That's going to just about do it for today, believe it or not. Hard to believe that we have come this far. And hope you join us tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a special show. It's going to be one that I know we all weren't looking forward to. But we're going to make the most of it, and we're going to start looking ahead. We're going to start looking to the future. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.